Billy Joel, the River of Dreams, 8:30 past 3 o'clock. Talk about River of Dreams. I'm not sure we're going to be crossing rivers, but certainly this weekend, the race that you've been waiting for, the magnificent warrior race, is coming to Ballito. Well, it's actually here. The guys have been hard at it, building the most intense course, the most exciting obstacles, the most magnificent organization. And JP Nortkia is in the studio with me right now to tell us a little bit more about what you can expect on Saturday. It's Saturday, isn't it?
Saturday the 13th.
Yeah, lekker. And welcome to the studio, JP. Lovely to have you. You've been in before, so this is nothing unusual. But it's last time you were in the studio, this was an idea. Now it's a reality.
Exactly. Yeah.
So tell us, what's been happening?
Yes, see, such a privilege being here, and thank you for the opportunity to just talk about what we as passionate people do every day. So just go back a month ago, the team arrived here in New Salt Rock, and they started laying out the route and then started building the obstacles. And we're literally 3 days away from actually completing all the obstacles. So we're busy with the last sign-offs from the engineers and making sure that the routes are fully intact. Like I said this morning, I just arrived here, and we like a little bit of the like the bomb squad in the like with the rugby players coming in and just making the place very pretty. But yeah, like I said, the team from New Salt Rock, Theo and Fricky, and them were just unbelievable, just hosting us there. So
because it's been a little bit of a mission to find the right venue. I know that it's never easy to find the right venue, and there was a bit of concern for a while that possibly it was going to be a bridge too far, and then for various good reasons, you looked at that New Salt Rock City precinct, and I don't think that many are aware of how magnificent that that area, in terms of its open rolling countryside and all of the topography that you would want in not only the short distances, but also some significantly long distance trails as well. So it is like a gift, because you're off the national roads, or you're off the local provincial roads. You don't have to worry about the massive amount of traffic. And you've got this almost magnificent opportunity to create something fresh. It's a green fields operation. So no one has run it before.
No one.
And this is an absolute first, but the Warrior Race has been run before many times. For those that are not 100% familiar with what the Warrior Race entails, maybe you can take us through that.
Yeah, so very true. Is the Virgin Active Warrior Race has been a birth year in South Africa in 2013, and we're very like a rolling circus, going from one region, packing up, going there, and then moving to another region. And then we just, like I mentioned earlier, we're passionate people, and we want you to we want the crowd to come to the event and enjoy the day. But we've got a rookie, commander, and a black ops, which is the rookie's got 15 obstacles, the commander's got 22 obstacles, and then the more tougher people that wants to do like proper 15K run with 30 obstacles.
Wow. Black ops. So that's for the serious aficionado, of which there's no shortage in South Africa. There are many people that will travel great distances to take part in an event like this, because it's so well organized and so well established.
Thank you.
But for the rookies, now this is a lot of folk listening to this are thinking, I'd like to have a go. What level of fitness do you have to take part in the rookie event?
Well, I always say, if you can walk 5 kilometers, please come and do the rookie.
Really? It's like that.
Yeah.
But so there are obstacles involved.
There's obstacles involved.
So you've got to be able to climb or rock and roll a little bit.
Absolutely. And that's why if you can even come alone, because there's so many other people that will form part of your own team. And those people help you up. So it just becomes more and more of a camaraderie, and you meet new people, and they help you over the obstacle.
So the emphasis is in the rookie event, certainly, is on fun.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it is a huge amount of fun. And there's quite a lot of spectator value as well, is there not, sir?
Yeah. So we've got a full-on spectator route where you can go. So if your family member just wants to come and enjoy the day out with us, they can go hop along to each obstacle and cheer you on, or even come to the beer garden and just come have a beer. Or even if you don't want someone to come along, you can, or even your, you can bring your kids, and there's a kid zone where they can keep them safe.
Fantastic opportunity. And what is how are entries looking so far?
At the moment, we're standing on close to 900 entries.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Have you still got space, though?
We still have space. We're closing entries late Saturday, Friday night, but there will be also that this will be online entries, but we will take on the day entries as well.
Okay, so for those that want to make absolutely sure that they have got their entry sealed and signed and delivered, online would be the first port of call now.
Much better.
And where do they go to hook up?
The best is to go on warrior.co.za and go to the New Salt Rock event number 3 entry button.
So you can enter direct on the warrior.co.za website.
Correct.
And it's all taken care of. You just follow the bouncy ball.
You just follow it.
And easy as that.
That's correct.
Designed to be as simple as possible to give you as maximum exposure to the fun and the event that I think it's fair to say is one of the premier of its kind in the entire country, if not the entire Southern Hemisphere. It's a huge event. Have you got television coverage this year?
We do. It shows 2 weeks after on SuperSport.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is your opportunity to really shine and become an instant celebrity in Belito, noch al. Well, JP, we wish you a huge success. We'll be there to cheer you on on Saturday. What time does it start?
So, like I mentioned, if you enter early, you get a better starting time. But
so there's not one start. You can go for different times.
That's correct. So the first elite start will be at 7:30, and then the second elite 8 o'clock, and then 8:30, and then 5 minutes thereafter.
Every 5 minutes.
Every 5 minutes thereafter.
And do you anticipate it being a full day or end of the day, midday?
Ah, very good question. So, you know, there's the Springboks playing as well.
Yeah.
It's actually, if you come there, you will be done by 1 o'clock. So you can go.
So you can still watch the rugby.
Still watch the rugby.
Because that's like a religion.
I know. It's very religion, yeah.
So there it is. A fantastic morning of sport and adventure. And then you can enjoy the afternoon watching the big screen and relaxing after your intense Warrior Race experience. Absolutely. My very special guest, JP Nortkia from the Warrior Race. It's been great chatting to you, and we look forward to seeing you Saturday morning.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave and team.
And the afternoon show continues, powered by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota.